Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Good development in Texas. A judge down there ruled that the Democrats who left the state to bust the quorum to stop the vote on voter repression, when they come back to the state from D.C. or wherever they went, cannot be arrested. Right now, the attorney general and the governor had put out arrest warrants and was going to arrest him, throw him in jail. Texas jails are bad news. Any jail is bad news, but especially a Texas jail. Throw him in jail. Texas judge intervened. Now, I got to say this. I got to disclose this. In Texas, judges are Democrats and Republicans. That's not true in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, somebody runs for judge, it's an independent thing. Can't tell their political party. Now, a lot of times you can sort of figure some things out from their public statements, but by and large, we have an independent judiciary in Wisconsin. People think they figured out the U.S., the state Supreme Court, I should say. You know, four Republicans, three Democrats. In fact, many, many of their decisions are unanimous or 6-1 or 5-2, believe it or not. And there's some contentious ones where Brian Hagedorn, even though he's Republican, went along with the Democrats to do the right thing on the election. So, but down in Texas, that's less the case. The judge that entered this order in Candor was a Democrat. And so there are appellate judges, they'll look at it and so on. At some point, those Democrats, you know, are going to have to go back to the legislature because there's other business being conducted. But for right now, they won't be arrested when they go back. He's going to revisit his order in another hearing in a couple of weeks. I suspect that he'll maintain it, and then we'll see what happens. But the voter suppression back there is ominous. In some respect, it's more dangerous than some of the other voter suppression laws, because what it does is creates criminal offenses for innocent poll workers doing certain things that seem routine. Mailing out ballots to people, how they handle some ballots. And the whole idea is to scare them, frighten them, especially in the big counties like Houston, Harris County, frighten them. So they go, well, you know, all right, I like working at the polls. My buddies work there. I'm 80 years old. I'm a woman who's 80 years old, and I like it. And I make a little pocket change. I make a couple hundred bucks for the day. But do I want to go to prison? That's what they're doing. They are injecting the specter of violence in prison and prison for poll workers. That's disgusting what they're doing down there. So the Democrats that left the state to deny the quorum did the right thing. Unfortunately, they're going to have to go back at some time. And the way this will be tested, some of these laws will be held unconstitutional, but it requires that there be an enforcement that's appealed. Some 80-year-old woman is going to be in prison, and it's not going to be who you might think it would be. There are two people now who are prosecuted for illegal voting. One of an African-American woman who's sentenced to 5 years in jail. 5 years in jail. And this is one of the ones where they vote in the wrong place because they keep shifting the polling locations in minority districts. And so you show up and they go, well, you're not registered here anymore. So cast a provisional ballot or vote anyway or whatever. You make a mistake, you can go to jail down there. And another guy committed a burglary in 1996, and he was in prison for something like 10 or 20 years, and then he ended up on parole. And in Texas, you can't vote if you're a felon until your parole is over. His parole was over in June. He made a mistake, and it was in May that he voted a month before. Month before, after what, 35 years, he'd had a clean record since, no parole violations. They want to put him in prison for 5 years, not because they care. They want to deter people from voting in Texas. It's not an American thing, not an American thing. They tried this back in 1861, fighting the federal government. I'm very tired of this thing. This has got to be clamped down. Merrick Garland's got to step in, shut this down. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt, at the end of the show here. But Florida and Texas both have problems, and it's called their governors. It's they're out of control down there. I got one word for you. Is it the biggest boondoggle ever in the state of Wisconsin? And the one word is Foxconn. Thank you, Matt.
Okay. That's it's an important and very profound hand grenade to throw here at the end of the show. You know, I'm Mr. Anti-Foxconn. You know that. That was true in the gubernatorial race, the ads I ran, the only candidate who opposed it. And now Foxconn has bedeviled us ever since Scott Walker rammed it through. Scott Walker's not a businessman. He got snookered, promised up to $4.5 billion overall devoted to the Foxconn project. Something like $1 billion, Mount Pleasant and Racine got on the hook in debt for almost $1 billion, maybe a little more actually, to prepare the site. This is a scam, been a scam. Voss represents the Foxconn area in Mount Pleasant. He says it's great, no jobs created down there. I've advocated, sue them for breach of contract. They were supposed to make large screen TVs, then small screen TVs. Then they talk electric cars and coffee makers and this, that, and the other thing, and all baloney. And we, quote, negotiate, end quote, a settlement in which we do what? Give them $60 or so million. And admittedly, instead of $1 billion, and what? They still own the area. That area is strategic between Milwaukee and Chicago. It's near O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field. It's near ports and Lake Michigan. It should be used for something else. These characters have it. We give them something like $60 million. And the Republicans wanted to give them a couple of billion. Republicans cannot be trusted with money. They're ignorant. They cannot be trusted with money. Walker was snookered. The Republicans are servile. They are subservient. It's bad news. You can't let them within sniffing distance of money. Cats with catnip, a wolf with raw meat. That's what it is. They immediately waste it and eat it. That's what they do. Yeah, Luke, you're at the mic.
Yeah, I think Wisco Paul's call might have come in this morning as well, because there's a new report out saying the UW-Madison is no longer anticipating the $100 million gift that Foxconn had pledged a few years ago. So
wow.
That's why they're in the headlines again this morning. They're kind of all around backing away from what they said they were going to do here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, good info. I hadn't followed that. Right. They were going to donate $100 million to the state of Wisconsin. And everybody goes, oh, that's great. And now we're giving them, what, $60 or $80 million? Hey, let's give that to the University of Wisconsin. The University of Wisconsin's being starved.
No, UW-Madison was expected to get the gift as like an innovation hub center through Foxconn.
Right.
Yeah, and so now the Chancellor Blanc here at UW is saying this morning that the university is no longer anticipating that gift.
Right. So, okay, Voss and Evers and everybody else, instead of giving Foxconn anything, give that to the University for Innovation Center. I'm real tired of Foxconn, and I'm tired of the Republican Party getting snookered on money all the time. Some people say they're crooked on everything. It's not everything. Some, they just incompetent. They can't handle money. Do you understand that? You're a taxpayer? Gableman's getting 11 grand a month. Come on. Come on, Foxconn. I'm tired of this thing. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins, great contributions from Luke. We're going to have more from Luke going forward. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show at 5 p.m., Earl Ingram. Great evening program, great weekend programming, all good. Definitely listen to it all. Definitely listen to Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. That's why they call him Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.